Kenny, obviously, the second season running, it's been quite difficult here. The last minute of the first half felt like a very important moment in the match.
Yes, it was, and great save by Emmy, and you know, we're disappointed then that they've got one straight away from the resultant corner.
How do you feel about the team overall today? We can certainly see good things and positive things, especially in the first half, but you're obviously up against it quite a lot too.
I felt that our defending was naive and quite poor, particularly in our own defensive third. We were trying to play out too many times. We didn't clear our lines, and you know, with players as good as Derby have got, you're inviting them onto you. And you know, there's times where we needed to just really defend and make sure that, you know, we cleared at the right time and you know, played the ball forward. And we were trying to play out, taking too many chances, inviting them onto us. And with the quality they have, then they can get away from you and hit the target. And it's difficult. You can work then as hard as you like to recover or to try to block, but you know, they don't let you. They don't hit it over the bar too many times. They work the goalkeeper then when they get those chances. So what you need to do, you need to stop it at source. And you know, our defending in our own defensive third as a team, right the way through the game was quite poor. Some of our football was good, and I do feel with the two lads that we have, we look as if we have some goals in us and a threat going forward, and we did today. But defensively, we didn't. I think have a reality to our game for the quality of the opposition or the division.
You need to make it a simpler game, maybe on those occasions.
Well, the work and the information in the week has been defend first and then play second, and at times, particularly in and around our own box, we took too many chances, invited the pressure, invited the ball to be won back, and Derby did it very well. And as I said, when they had the opportunities, then they hit the target and they worked the goalkeeper.
This isn't an easy week for you, clearly, with the fixtures you've got on, and Brentford have had a bit of a mixed start, but we know they're a good side. Middlesbrough coming up at the weekend. How are the players going to bounce back from this? You know them very well. Are they going to respond well to this?
Well, we have to learn from, you know, what we've done today, and you know, conceding four goals is not going to give you any chance of getting any points. So that's the first thing. We have to learn and see where we are and make sure we make that assessment and move forward. Once we've done that, we want to keep our football, we want to keep our spirit, because we kept driving on till the end. And as I said, you know, in some of the players that we have up front, we have a goal threat. They're the positives. But as you know, as I said earlier, defending like that, offering a very good side chances and opportunities to win it back and in and around your own box, and sometimes not just being able to sit deep and defend and make sure you keep the goals against down wasn't something that we did very well today.
Can you talk about the reality of this division? Given the form that Derby are in and the fact they're back in the top six, are they a good barometer for where you need to be if you're going to be challenging for promotion?
Of course, when you're looking at their starting 11 and then the substitutes that they're bringing on, perhaps the players that are not even in their 18, and yes, you know, that they should and I'm sure will be a force in this year, as every side tries to reach the Premier League.